Love music. Live sport. Pole Position with Andy Alston and Adam Todd on Rock Sport Radio.
Now, Thruxton is the venue for this weekend's racing in the Porsche Carrera Cup GB. And let's look ahead to the action now by speaking to Pro-Am driver Esme Hawkey, who joins us on the show. Esme, you're just 9 points away from the top of the Pro-Am standings. How are things going ahead of this weekend?
Yeah, obviously I was racing last weekend at Brands Hatch at my home race in W Series, and now busy. Just arrived at Thruxton Circuit today, ready for tomorrow's free practice. And yeah, like you say, only 9 points away from the leader of Pro-Am at the minute. So halfway through the season, I think we've got some good things coming for the rest of this year in Porsche Carrera Cup, and I definitely think we can be fighting with a chance of winning the Pro-Am Championship this year.
And Esme, it's been a busy year for you so far, to say the least, but there's been a little bit of a gap between last time out in the Carrera Cup GB at Oulton Park and Thruxton this weekend. Just talk us through how you readjust to the car and get yourself settled in for action this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Driving two totally different cars this year is tough. And obviously, between Oulton Park and having my win in the Porsche Carrera Cup at Oulton Park, I've been in the Formula 3 car with W Series for a couple of weekends now. So, again, trying to get my head round both cars, which are totally different to drive, totally different driving style. I've had to kind of take myself away from Brands Hatch pretty quick because I've only had this week to kind of forget about how to drive a Formula 3 car and start watching videos on boards ready for Thruxton. I also go on a simulator as well, so it's always handy. Go up to Cranfield University and use their simulator. So that's kind of how I've dialed myself in for this weekend.
And Esme, you mentioned the action in the Carrera Cup at Oulton Park last time, and you got your first class win there as well. How important was it to get that first victory on your belt in the series as we go into a vital part of the season here?
Yeah, for sure. For me, it was really important to get that first class win. I think we're always pushing ourselves as racing drivers to get that win. So, it means a lot to kind of get it. And once you do get it, it's one of those things that seems so hard and so far to kind of reach. But then when you finally do get that class win, it's almost like it's so much easier to reach and such an easier target. So this weekend is definitely going to be to kind of build on that and, again, have class qualify on pole position and then just go from there, really, have a good start, a clean race, and hopefully we can have another class win.
And you've had, I think, 7 podium finishes in your class from 8 races so far as well. I mean, what would you say are the key differences that you feel you've had this year compared to 2018?
Yeah, 2018, I think, being my first year in the Cup car, a big jump from, obviously, the Cayman GT4 Club Sport. And so last year was just a huge learning curve for me. I think as a racing driver and in motorsport, the only way you kind of learn is to make mistakes. So last year we did have some podiums and we definitely got on the podium and took some silverware home, which was great, but it's not been a success. It wasn't as successful as this year has been. And I think I learned so much last year. I learned everything through my mistakes and what I did wrong. And this year I've just been able to kind of go from last year and just have a really clean season so far.
Hi Esme, Adam here. You mentioned the W Series at Brands Hatch last weekend, the final round of the inaugural seasons. Great job in qualifying for yourself to get it in third race. It must have been frustrating for you, but plenty of positives to take away from the final round.
Yeah, definitely. Brands Hatch, my home circuit. I live only 10 minutes away, so it was a great time for me and great to have my fans and friends and family there supporting me. And W Series, again, like I said, with Porsche Carrera Cup 2018 is always about like making those mistakes and learning. So W Series this year, the first time ever driving a Formula 3 car, it was a year for me to kind of make those mistakes, learn a lot, and that's definitely what I have done. the first five races, the five tracks that I'd never been to. It was kind of learning the circuits and learning the car at the same time. So going to my home circuit was the first time I could really focus on the car and myself because I knew the circuit really well. So obviously that kind of helped me and was in my favour. But I think I really showed myself and everyone at W Series and my fans what I can really do and what I can do in a car once I kind of do all the learning. So, yeah, Brands Hatch third in qualifying was absolutely amazing.
How would you describe the experience of W Series this season? You mentioned going to new tracks, going to different countries, and overall, how do you assess your performance?
I definitely think my performance was quite strong. Throughout the year, I was always qualifying inside the top 10, and then obviously I had the amazing qualifying at the end of the year, which really showed what performances I can kind of have for maybe next year if I'm back in the W Series. So overall, yeah, I think performances are really good, and it was a great opportunity. I never would have dreamt of driving a Formula 3 car, and so to be given the opportunity to drive a Formula 3 car all year and fully funded is just a lifetime opportunity. And to go around the world, across Europe, driving all these different tracks that I've never been to was just absolutely unbelievable. So I've had an amazing time with W Series and it's been so much fun.
And what was it like mentally making the transition to single-seater cars and adjusting to that? I'm guessing different braking zones, etc. must have been a challenge.
Yeah, definitely a challenge. And a challenge to kind of get yourself... get your head around the downforce and the aerodynamics of the car because, again, totally different to what I'm used to in GT cars and having always driven GT cars. But, yeah, an amazing piece of machinery. And to go around circuits and the speeds you can carry through corners that maybe you can't in a cup car. And I think Brands Hatch really made me realise the speeds of the Formula car because that was one circuit I'd been to in both cars. So, yeah, it just kind of proves to you how quick the Formula 3 car is.
And will you be looking at doing the W Series next season? And if so, what are the processes? Will you have to go through the same intense qualifiers as you did at the start of this season?
I definitely would love to do W Series again next year. Obviously, with my race not going so well at Brands Hatch, I didn't automatically qualify for next year. So the process is quite simple for me, really. W Series have plenty of data on me from the whole season. Obviously, they'll be testing new female drivers for next year. But whether or not they get enough new blood in will determine whether or not they'll want to take me back. So I think what I did in the last race really will prove to W Series what the potential is of me. So qualifying third and being third quickest in the race, I think will hopefully be good enough to bring me back next year. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, for me, it's a bit of a waiting game.
And overall, how beneficial do you think the W Series has been to help promote women in motorsport?
Honestly, I think W Series has really promoted women in motorsport, and I think it's been absolutely amazing. And I really think they have done exactly what they wanted to do, which was promote women in motorsport and get more females on board and interested in motorsport. An example of that would be Brands Hatch last weekend. I've never seen so many little girls coming to the race circuit. So I think they really have made it something and us as role models. So I think we definitely had way more little girls coming to the race circuit to come and watch us. And yeah, we've definitely got more fans who are female now. So yeah, they've definitely done a great job of that.
And Esme, looking ahead to the racing at Thruxton this weekend, what do you think the secret is to a good lap around that track? Because it's a very fast circuit.
Thruxton's actually a circuit I've never been to. So I think I'll have to get some tips off a few people who have been here. But yeah, I've done a track walk tonight and I've seen the circuit and it definitely looks like it's going to be a quick one. There's really fast flowing corners and I think there's only one one corner which you slow it down for, which is the last chicane. So yeah, it's going to be a really fun circuit, and I think moving on from the Formula 3 car last weekend, it's probably going to help me out with this ballsy circuit. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Esme, you mentioned the fact you did the track walk there. I'd be interested to know what sort of things both you and your team are looking for when you're walking around the circuit, because it's something that a lot of fans see on TV and what have you, but is there anything in particular that you're looking to identify that gives you an advantage when you get behind the wheel?
Yeah, definitely. Track walks are super important, and you see way more from a track walk than you do in a car, because obviously travelling so fast, you miss things quite easily. But when you go on a track walk, you can see the different colours of tarmac when you're walking, and you can see marker points where you might want to brake, what you might want to look out for when you get into your braking zone, and then also where all the marshal points are as well. Sometimes they can really help you. And Fruxton especially, the marker points are pretty much sat on the apex curves of a lot of corners here. So as it's quite undulated and a lot of the corners are blind, if you can look out for the marshal points and the marker boards there, then it helps you as a driver really position the car so that it's in the right place for when you want to get to the apex, and you know how much speed you can carry and where your braking points are going to be.
And finally, Esme, what's the best way for people to follow what you're up to in social media and what have you?
To follow me on what I'm up to, I'm on Instagram and Twitter with @Esme_Hawkey. And yeah, I post everything of what I'm up to with my racing and everything else.
Excellent, Esme. Thank you very much for joining us on the show, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks very much, guys. Great talking to you.
That's Esme Hawkey there speaking to us on Pole Position.
Love music. Live sport. Pole Position with Andy Alston and Adam Todd on Rock Sport Radio.